show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. This is your host, Lalisa J. Williams. I am excited today. This is Monday morning, and it is so great to be here. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the show today. We're going to be talking today about getting your spiritual self in order. How to get your spiritual self in order. Well, you want to get in touch with your spirituality. You know, there are a lot of people who spend time focusing on work-life balance. But there's another balance that we also need to make sure that it is in place, and that is balance with our spiritual self. We need to get in touch with our spiritual self. So we want to talk about that today. Getting in touch with your spiritual self. What does that mean? How does that look? You know, for some people, they don't understand exactly what that means or how to do it. But here on the Coach Lalisa Show, we are here to help you do that. We want you to be able to grow spiritually. Now, we know that there's a lot probably going on in your life. You know, everyone is clamoring for power, and everyone is searching for money. And after money, it can seem very hectic. But then there are those times where situations confront you, where you confront it with the question, what is your spiritual side? What is your spiritual self? What is your spirituality? And so you want to get a handle on that. You want to have balance. Because wherever there is a lack of balance in our lives, it can lead to an unfulfilled life. It can lead to unhappiness. It could lead to deferred dreams and goals. And it can even lead to just straight out misery. So we want to help you find your spirituality. But you got to do the work. You have to be willing to look for it, to search for it. You have to be willing to try to understand who you are. What is your purpose in life? Why are you here? Why are you here on earth? What's your mission? What's your mission in life? What's your overall goal in life? Yes, you may have a job, but that's someone else's dream. You know, when you work, I mean, it took me the longest time to figure it out. But it's true. When you work, unless, you know, you've actually chosen your career, you've gone off to college, you've thought long and hard about it, and you've chosen it, you developed it. But even with that, if you just graduate college and just go out there and throw your degree around and see who bites, see who catches, it's not really what you are. It's not really what you're doing. You're really just helping someone else with their dream. And I'm not sure if that's totally wrong, but just recognize that, and we should work. Somebody has to work for somebody. A person with a dream also needs help pulling that dream or that vision into reality. So that's fine. However, you still have to find your mission, your assignments, what you're here to do. So this is a big reason why you want to get in touch with your spiritual side. Again, we were talking the other day, and we were talking about Abraham on one of the other shows, and I was talking about Abraham Maslow and his hierarchy of needs. And he talks about self-actualization as that highest form of need, where a person is actually living their life and becoming all that they can become. But when you get in touch with your spiritual self, this is exactly what you're doing. You're becoming all that you can become on the spiritual side. You know, your spiritual side also is the side of you that will allow healing to take place. It's also the side of you that will allow you to be humble and to help other people. So you want to get in touch with that spiritual side. But getting in touch with that spiritual side means that you have to be willing to step back and take a look at your thoughts, your actions, and your words. Your spiritual side means that, you know, having that spiritual side very active, you don't just say what you want. You don't just say anything. You know, we watch what we say. But it's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling to be in touch with your spiritual self. We call it introspection. We go inside, deep inside, and when we look at our feelings, look at our feelings. Look at what motivates us. All right? If you were to just look at each day and think about why did you wake up today? How are you feeling? What are your emotions? What's motivating you? This is how you can get in touch with your spiritual self. Through prayer and meditation also will allow you to get in touch with your spiritual self. It's the same, it's your purpose, your being. What is your purpose here on earth? You have to discover your purpose. You have to search for it, seek it. I meet a lot of people that over the past 10 years or so, I meet a lot of people who say, I don't know my purpose. I've been searching for my purpose, but I can't find it. They've read The Purpose-Driven Life. There's a great book by a man by the name of Rick Warren, and he talks about, he takes you on a journey, a 40-day journey, to introspection, to look inside of you, to discover your purpose here on the earth. It's a phenomenal book, got rave reviews, powerful, powerful book. If you can get a copy of it, you can still purchase it. You can go online and purchase it. But here's a thing where you're discovering your purpose. Now, that's got to be your highest self. know your purpose. There is a purpose. So, yes, you may have a job working for somebody. You may be an accountant. You may be a finance manager. You may be a human resources director or employee. But whatever you are, that's fine. But you still have to find a way to find your own voice. You have to find a way to find your purpose. Is your purpose helping people who are ill? Is your purpose helping children learn to read, for instance? What gifts and talent and abilities and skills do you have that you know are unique and special, or that you know if you do not use these, that you are going to feel empty and that you will feel inside just uneasy? You know, think about it. What thing do you feel that you need to do before you leave the earth? Think about that for a minute. What skills and things or gifts do you think you need to use before you leave planet Earth? You know, everybody's going to leave. You cannot stay here. I would love for you to have a permanent spot here, but it's not going to happen. And even if you are a person who thinks you're going to dissolve into the universe, you still have a purpose. We all have a purpose. What's your purpose? I know my purpose. My purpose is to empower you. That's my purpose. To empower you, to encourage you. To do what? Live your best life. Find your purpose. Get in touch with your spirituality. Live happy and fulfilled lives. That's my purpose on earth. And sure, it took me a while to discover it, but I discovered it. How? By actively looking. You keep looking and trying things as you go. Try things that you have an idea or a vision about. We all get visions and dreams. We all do. You just have to act on them. A lot of people, they don't have the things that they really desire because they do not act on their dreams and their vision. But when you get in touch with your spirituality, you will learn how to act on your dreams, your visions, and your goals. Taking action will put you right in the center of your purpose. And I know that some people don't believe that. They believe that the only way they're going to find their purpose is that someone's going to walk up to them and, you know, maybe look at them and listen to them for a while and then tell them what their purpose is. Typically, it does not happen like that. You have to go on a journey. And this is a journey that you go on while you are awake. It is not one that's going to happen to you in your dreams while you are asleep. You are awake and you're on a journey to find your passion. Like I said before, you may have a job, but more than likely, if you're like the other tens of thousands or millions of people, that job is not your passion. It is not your dream. Therefore, your spiritual side is out of balance. When you're not living in your purpose, your spiritual self is out of sync. It's out of balance. Just like when people work so much and they have no recreation, their work life is out of balance. Well, if you are so busy working and trying to balance all the things you have in your life, and you're not in touch with your spirituality, you're out of spiritual work-life balance. So you have to get in balance. You have to find your purpose. You have to search for it. And again, try different things. Try new things. But try something. You have to get in touch. There's an exercise that you can do to help you get in touch with your spiritual self. You can, you know, just take deep breaths. You know, when you just take deep breaths, first of all, it relieves stress. Well-known doctors have documented There's been research to prove that taking, you remember back when people, you know, maybe you watched cartoons or something or TV, and back in the day, and people would get all angry and they would tell the person, okay, now count to 10. Sit there and count to 10. In other words, slow down and take those deep breaths. Just try it. Just breathe in. Breathe out. Oh, don't you just feel better? Just do it. Just try it. Real quick. Take a deep breath. And breathe out. It's awesome. It's awesome. Another thing that you could do also to get in touch with your spiritual self and introspection is you can get out a sheet of paper and you can write down your innermost feelings. Going deep, you know. Really, really go deep. And any bright ideas that you have, any insights concerning your heart's desire. What do you think is in your heart? I mean, I had to do this. So I know it really does work. And when I said, okay, and I was doing many things. I was involved in a lot of things, you know, going around, helping different groups of people. But it wasn't until I sat down and really said, okay, what is the one thing that I love doing? What's my heart's desire? Regardless of what pays the bills, we all know we have to have our job to pay our bills. But what is my heart's desire? And that is what your spiritual self will allow you to be in touch with. You know, your creator, for me it's God. For you, it may be, you know, you may be Islamic. You may have some other center that you believe is your higher power, your higher being. But when you are in touch with yourself, when you understand that you were created, see, here's the thing. You have to know that you specifically were created for something special, something great, something awesome, not just going to work. You weren't created just to go to college, get a job, to pay your bills. That's just what you do to sustain yourself. But your spiritual side, your innermost personal self, your passions have to be something that is so, you know, that really is the thing that you want to get up every morning and run to do. You want to run to this thing. You can't wait to wake up. And like I said before, I know that mine's is, I found mine's when I found my innermost powerful, powerful voice. Well, I welcome you to the show today. We're talking about getting in touch with your spiritual self. I'm your coach, Lalisa J. Williams. Now, I want to tell you about a couple of other wonderful, wonderful things that we're doing. Starting this Saturday, there will be a new TV show hitting the airwaves, The Lalisa Show. It is an empowerment show. I will be bringing on various empowerment and motivational speakers. They will be the guests of my show. It's just like the Oprah Show. She brings on celebrities to talk about their great life. Well, I'm going to bring on empowerment people to talk about how you too can have a great life and how you can be empowered and get empowered and stay empowered and overcome any setback, overcome any life challenge. That's my purpose in life. So once you know your purpose, you can do radio, TV, you can write books, you can do, you know, magazines, you can start all kinds of businesses, all aimed at that purpose once you know your purpose. But you find your purpose by trying different things in life. So it's like some people would probably call that a catch-22. It's really not. It's really called a process. That's the process. You do things, you try different things until you discover your purpose. Once you discover your purpose, now everything that you do will relate to your purpose. say that again. You do different things until you discover your purpose. Once you discover your purpose, now you can do things that relate to your purpose. Like me, I know my purpose is to empower people, to encourage them, to inspire them, to motivate them, to be their best them, to be the best you that you could be, to discover your purpose even. Therefore, everything that I do, I teach. I'm an author. I do seminars. I do conferences. I'm on the radio. Now I'll be on television. Everything that I do, though, is centered around empowering people. So, in other words, you're not going to find me on television with a cooking show. That's not, you know, my purpose is not to supply people with tasty or healthy food. My purpose is to empower people to be happy, to be whole, to be fulfilled in life. That's my purpose. Somebody else's purpose is to educate people in the arts, or to educate people in the sciences or the math. That's fine if that's your purpose. But that's not my purpose. And you have your own unique purpose, and you have to discover it. And that in and of itself is getting in touch with your spirituality, because the only way you're going to discover your purpose is that you have to go deep inside. That means you have to not just look on the surface. You know, people who just look on the surface are probably missing their inner self. Well, if you just tuned in, thank you for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. Good morning. We're talking about getting in touch with your spiritual side. Welcome, those of you in the chat room. I see I have my good friend, Kiva. Welcome to the show today. Glad you were able to tune in. I know you've been trying to tune in on some other days. And we've been talking about getting in touch with your spiritual, with your spirituality or your spiritual self. And for some people, that is going to be huge in terms of them finding their purpose in life. There's a lot of people who say they can't, and that's why the book that Rick Warren wrote was so popular. He wrote Your Purpose-Driven Life. That's why it was popular amongst Christians as well as non-Christians, because so many people, they don't know their purpose, and therefore, without knowing your purpose, you really are not in balance with your spiritual self. You have your spiritual side, but it's not a true balance. And so you know, you're here on earth for only a temporary time period. And while you're here, your human spirit, you know, you're not all natural. There is a spiritual side to us. And think about it. If there wasn't a spiritual side to you, you cannot explain to me that a little baby that is conceived and then carried in a mother's womb in water, first of all, I don't even swim that well, carried in a sack of fluids, okay, not able to breathe, and not able to, because if they were breathing those fluids, they'd be choked up. That's number one. Well, they have the ability almost like a fish. That in and of itself, how are you going to be a fish one day and then you're a human being once you're born? So, I mean, just the concept alone lets you know that you're certainly not all natural, and you didn't evolve simply from the sciences, okay, as some do believe, but that you have a purpose. You have a purpose on this earth, and you were created for a purpose. God created you for a purpose. God created you for a purpose. So you have to find out what that purpose is. It's not just going to work every day. And I'm saying that until you find your unique and personal purpose, you're out of balance with your spirituality. And what you have to do is you have to keep praying and meditating and trying different things. That's how I found my purpose. That's how I found it, and that's how you will find yours. You have to keep, that's the process. You do things, you try them, they don't work, you move on to the next thing. You continue to grow your ideas, So you have to have that quiet time to meditate. You have to have the introspection. You have to be able to look inside. Look at your thoughts. Yes, yes, you are embracing your purpose. Yes. Can you just share your purpose? If you can type it into the chat room, and then I will talk about that, or if you have any other question or comment that you want me to speak on over the next several minutes of the show, or if you want to share your purpose and maybe you have a process for how you discover that purpose. But we all have a need to belong and a sense of belonging. When you're out of balance, you're going to be unhappy. There's going to be stress. Remember, I talked about those stresses earlier. There are going to be certain stresses in your life, and you're going to be stressed out all the time, finding all kinds of problems that could lead to food disorders. It could lead to food addictions. It could lead to depression. It could lead to night sweats and many, many other things that can happen to you when you do not focus on the fact that you do have a purpose, and everyone has one. You're special. Yes, you're unique, but we have to realize we're not the only person that has a purpose. We all have a purpose. We all have a reason that God created you for something, and it's your job to discover it. Now, there are a lot of tools out there. There are a lot of books that you could read. There's shows like this that you could listen to. Because, like I said, we're going to be having shows where, yes, we will still be on the radio doing the Coach Lalisa show. As your personal coach, it is my job to help you discover your purpose and to set some goals and to help you reach those goals. And so we're going to do that on some other shows. We're going to ask you to even submit your goals. So you can submit them. You can email them to me, info@lalisajwilliams.com, and then in the subject, just put, my goals. And I can look over those goals, and, I'll help you stay on track, on target. That's what a coach does, help you be on target and on track with achieving those goals. What you're asking you, your time limits and your time periods and things like that, and making sure that for you, are personal, that these goals are reachable, attainable. Okay, well, it's been great having you here on the show today. That is all we have time for today. We will see you back here tomorrow for another great topic. Remember, keep moving up and don't stop for anyone.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.